每次新年我都觉得很困难，因为这是一个新年。
I finally figured out how I check for anything I write 2015.
因为好不容易花了一年的时间，我总算记得我的支票都要写2015年，现在又要变成2016年，要重新改想。
So by the time I actually figure out how to write it, it will be like November.
等到我最后习惯写2016，恐怕已经是要到11月的时候。
It'll have to start over.
然后又要从头开始。
So Happy New Year.
新年快乐。
Let me pray for us.
然后我们一起先祷告。
Father God.
父神。
Thank you again for this morning.
再一次感谢你。
We thank you, Father, for this opportunity to gather at the very first weekend of the year to worship you.
能够在这个一年的开始的第一个礼拜来敬拜你。
To explore this idea of the New Year resolution.
能够一起来思想新年新志向。
And Father, I lift up to you all those gathered here today.
把今天来到你面前的人都仰望在你的手中。
I know that we are all tired from a busy holiday season.
我们知道在我们都在这个一个忙碌的节期之后都感到疲倦。
And we pray, Father, that we could come before you and you would give us the strength today to listen to your word being preached.
我们求你让我们来到你面前，你给我们力量，能够来听你自己向我们说话。
Be with me as my voice is a little weak today.
让我能今天的比较这个沙哑的声音能够有力量。
And give those here gathered strength so they can listen to my sharing today.
并且让来的人也能够听聆听我的宣讲。
But I thank you again for each person you brought here.
让每一个来到为每一个来到你的面前感谢。
And Lord, may you bless them.
愿你自己祝福我们。
In Jesus Christ's name, we pray.
用主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Sorry.
So, how many of you this year started with a resolution?
你们有多少人是这个
？Sorry, I can't. Yeah, it's okay.
有多少人是这个已经立了你的新年的新志向的。
You don't have to raise your hand.
你不需要举手。
Honestly, I used to be very against resolutions.
我以前是很讨厌、很反对每一年要立新志向。
But honestly, they're actually not that bad.
想一想，其实也不是那么糟。
So you guys know what resolutions are?
你知道立新年志向是什么意
思吧？ A good example of a resolution is.How beginning of the year, everybody says, "I'm going to go to the gym to lose weight."
比方说这个志向，新年新志向就是我要到健身房去努力让我自己减肥。
And if you go to the gym on January, everybody's there. It's so
crowded. 所以一月的时候，每年一月的时候，这个健身房都充满了人。
But every month you go, it gets less and less.
然后每一个月你去看人就越来越少了。
So about April or March, you usually have about the regular crowd.
等到三四月的时候，这人就跟平常一样。
The reality is resolutions we often make them every day.
很多的时候我们每天都在立新的志向。
But very few do we follow through with.
但是很多时候我们没有办法实现。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
And I think the main reason is because we are busy.
很多的原因其中是包括我们都很忙。
Whether it's school, research,
不管是学校做研究
，your career,
工作
relationships,
交往有人际交往
，and life just happens, good things and bad things.
这个很多事情在我们生命里面，就很多的事情都会让我们分心。
And today I invite you to consider one resolution to make that is a resolution that you can keep, that you should keep, and will shape all the other resolutions you make.
今天我们要来看一段经文，希望你们能够看见什么是我们当立的志向，也是我们可以立的志向，也会影响到我们其他所立的志向的会影响到其他的我们所立的志。
And so this resolution, I think, is the most important resolution.
这个是我认为最重要的新年的志向。
This the resolution I'm proposing to you is this idea of holiness in Christ.
在今天所要给你们的这个提醒，这个志向。这个内容就是在基督里的圣洁。
So why does our holiness matter today?
为什么圣洁是我们今天所需要关注的事
情？ And I would say that the standard operating procedure for Christians about holiness is a few things.
我想很多的时候我们这个标准的作业程序讲每次我们讲到基督徒的圣洁的时候其实就是以下这些事情。
One of them is be good, do good.
其中一项就是做好人做好事。
go to church.
到教会，经常参加教会。
Go to fellowship, CCF, right?
参加这个这个团契，像这个参加这个 UCSB 的这个基督徒学生团契。
And of course, read your word and pray.
当然你也要读圣经祷告。
But I say they're the ABCs because they can become very boring if you don't know what to do, right?
我说这是这个一些信仰初阶因为如果你不晓得你在做什么，其实是相当的这个无聊的事情。
Because if you do it enough times, it kind of dry.
如果你老是反复这样子做呢，其实是非常乏味的事情。
And I think my personal reason is because it lacks variety. Spice it up.
对我个人来讲，常我会觉得它没有变化的时候，需要有一点新的元素在里面。
So it's kind of like a fruit. I always kind of compare my faith to kind of like a little fruit or plant. And if you don't take care of it, you don't find new ways to excite it, it gets boring.
Fruit,
水果 Yeah.
那我觉得我的信仰好像就是好像我吃的水果总是要有一些变化才行。
对。And so today we're looking at 1 Peter.
今天我们要看的就是这个彼得前书。
Because what happens is Peter is writing a letter to his people who are suffering under great hardship.
我们今天看到彼得前书是彼得写信给一些在逼迫当中的这些门徒。
Peter writes this letter during a time when the Emperor Nero was crushing everybody with persecution, all the Christians.
当彼得在写这封信的时候，正是尼禄王到处逼迫这个基督徒的那个时代。
In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 12, he gives you kind of the idea of what he saved.
所以如果你看这个彼得前书这个第五章第十二节的时候，你可以稍微感受到他的这个环境。
He says, I've written this briefly to you,exhorting and declaring that this is the true grace of God, so stand firm in it.
所以十二节他是这样说，我略略地写了这信，托我所看为忠心的兄弟希拉转交给你们，劝勉你们，又证明这恩是神的真恩，你们务要在这恩上站立得住。
So what happened was, they were trying to follow God, but there's so much pressure from everybody else around them, from the culture, the political,environment, just everything was discouraging them.
所以这些基督徒他们试着要遵行主的道，但是他们四周的环境，不管是文化上的，是四周的人，给他们很大的压力，使得他们不能够无法来遵行主道。
And I think this is a really good year to talk about this because this week we start to have El Nino, right?
这是我们今天是一个很好的机会来谈这个题目，因为我们接下来会碰到所谓的厄尼奥。厄尼奥的季节，
sounds the same, but okay, it works. Okay, and so El Nino is happening. It's kind of like life. Storms happen, right? We can't control it, but they come to our lives.
厄尼奥来到我们的这个环境里面，就好像我们的生命里面也会有不同的风暴来，我们没有办法控制的。
And we have to stand firm, right?
我们必须能够站立的稳。
And so, what happens to Peter's audience, the people he writes this letter to? Is they are starting to get discouraged.
就是我们看见彼得在写信给这些的基督徒，因为他们在信仰里面觉得气馁了。
And so there's this pressure, so the holiness becomes less of an important priority in their life.
所以当他们碰到压力的时候呢，这个圣洁就变成一个次要的问题。
Because you know they're like, oh, maybe I shouldn't be right because people are giving them a lot of pressure.
也许他们就开始有这个另外别的想法，想说也许在这么大的压力以下，这个我们其实不应该这样子在坚持圣洁。
And what I'll say today, first of all, I have to say this every time because I don't want to assume you understand this.
每次我讲，我都要强调这一点，希望你们能够明白。
Christians don't become super holy Christians all of a sudden. It doesn't happen overnight.
基督徒不会隔夜一瞬间就变成超级的圣人。
And holiness is not something that you do to earn God's love for you.
圣洁也不是你用来赚取上帝对你另眼相看给你恩惠的一个原因。
Because you are saved by grace through faith.
因为你本来就是因着信被也借神的恩典
Today I talk about holiness in a very practical way.
今天我要讲的这个圣洁是一个非常实用的、实际的一个层面。
But it's a response of how we respond to God's love in our lives.
是关于我们怎么样对上帝的爱，我们有所回应。
When Jesus' resurrection power enters into our life, This call to holiness is a big part of it.
当耶稣基督成为肉身呼召我们，这个我们成为圣洁就成了我们基督徒生命一个重要的部分。
So how can we live with all these pressures around us?
所以我们怎么样能够在这样子一个高压的环境里面生活呢？
And let God still refine our personality.
而还能够在这样子的环境里面让上帝来提炼，来锻炼我们的个性。
Or strengthen our character.
让我们的品格能够正直
，mold our mindsets，
能够改变我们的心思意念
，develop our faith，
能够发展出我们的信心。
So many different. Okay, it's very impressive. For this new year, right?
在新年的这个时候
，How do we do it without losing heart in our faith in God?
我们怎么样能够在这样子的当中能够不失去我们的勇气
？And what Peter says in the very first few verses here, he says, "Prepare your minds."For action.
所以保罗在彼得在这个地方说，你们要预备你们的心来面对。
It's like New Year resolution. You say, I want to lose weight, and you don't go to the gym.
就好像你这个新年新计划说你要减肥，但是你又不去运动。
You don't change your diet.
你不改变你的食物饮食习惯。
Nothing's going to happen.
什么事情都不会改变。
Yeah, because you didn't do anything.
因为你什么都没做。
To be holy is a pursuit. Is an active pursuit.
成为圣洁是一个积极的一种探索寻求。
And I think a lot of times, and I don't say this as an accusation, but as a challenge for us, we tend to be great Christians on Sunday.
我们很多的时候，对我们的挑战来说，我们有时候就是只是做一个礼拜天的基督徒。
Or even Friday night fellowship.
或者是在礼拜五参加聚会的时候做基督徒。
But the other 5 days,
另外五天
we're not so good at Christians.
我们就不太像基督徒。
And so your faith is just a small part of your life. It's not everything.
所以我们的信仰变成只是我们生活的一个小部分，而不是生活的全部。
And what I'll say to you today is your holiness, your faith has to be in everything in your life.
我今天要说的是说你的信仰，你的圣洁必须是你生命中的全部。
And I noticed that in the bulletin, it gave my points already. But these are my points for today, for New Year's resolution.
在我们的这个这个主日的聚会的程序单里面已经把几个重要的这个大纲写下来。
So the first one is the world's view of holiness, the conception of holiness.
所以第一个是这个世界对于圣洁的看法。
How God is holy.
另外也我们要谈到上帝的神的圣洁。
And lastly, how we are called to live lives of holiness.
第四也是我们怎么样能够被呼召为的要成为圣洁。
Okay, so I lay it out to help you follow.
所以我这样把它写下来，希望你能够跟着这个思绪。
The first thing I'll say today is the way we define holiness in today's world is not very good.
我必须说我们现在世界上对这个圣灵的圣洁的这个说法是不是很好的。
The first way is that holiness we tend to trivialize it.
很多的时候我们是把它微小化了。
We say things like,We talk about sin like, oh, sinful chocolate, right? Chocolate's not
good. 我们用到罪恶的时候，我们就说，哎呀，这个巧克，这个喜欢巧克力的那种罪恶感。
Or we'll say, oh, you have a holier than thou attitude.
你可能这个总是觉得比别人更圣洁一点。
Or we use it as an expression of surprise. Holy smokes, holy moly.
有时候我们就把它这个用圣洁这个字在英文里面就把它当做一个普通的惊叹语来说。
The word has lost power, has lost reverence.
所以我们用到这个字的时候，这个字已经失去了它原来那个庄严的意义。
So that's the first thing.It's trivialized.
第一，所以这个字在现代的社会里面，它变成一个好像微不足道的一个字。
Second thing is when we talk about holiness, it's very offensive to people.
第二，我们当用到这个圣洁的时候，有时候把它好像当做一个侮辱人的话。
Yeah, when you talk about holiness, people go, "Whoa, wait a second."
当你说圣洁的时候，其他人说，慢点，慢点，别提。
Yeah, are you judging me? Why do you think you're better than me?
你是不是在批评我了？你为什么来批判我？
So holiness feels offensive sometimes.
有时候当你讲到圣洁的时候，让人家给人家一种好像冒犯人顶撞人的意思。
And then the last one I think is the best one because this is very common. I've actually talked to people. They think this.
第三点其实很有意思。很多时候我们有这样子含义。
Holiness is exclusive.
圣洁有时候是代表说与人隔绝或者是排斥别人的
意思。It's just the famous pastors and those missionaries that give their life to God.
只有那些有名的牧师那些全世间把生命摆上的那些人。
Holy,
才是圣洁的。
Holiness is like people like LJ.
圣洁就好像LJ 一样。
Or like, you know, some of our church members. They're very
就好像我们教会里面一些人。
But that's how holiness is often perceived.
但是圣洁很多时候只是一种我们的观点。
And I think there's a lot of misunderstanding to what holiness really is.
所以我们会有很多关于圣洁这个字的误解。
And a lot of the reason is because we tie it to morality.
很多时候因为我们把圣洁跟道德连接在一起。
And we say, you know what, Christians, this is what I imagine Christians look like.
所以他们说，有时候有人会说，我觉得基督徒应该是这样的。
It's about the Ten Commandments.
就是关于这十诫。
Holiness is rightful living.
圣洁就是活得合乎道德。
And what you imagine in your mind of a holy person is this Bible thumping, really uptight person.
所以也许你想到那圣洁的这个人，就是拿着常常拿着圣经，然后再用它来这个教训人的这样子的一个人。
Who keeps all the rules, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink.
他遵守所有的这个规条的不抽烟，
不跳舞，
不抽烟，不跳舞， yeah.
不喝酒。And you can't even joke around, too serious.
甚至你不能够随便开玩笑。
And honestly, there are people like that.
实际上的确有这样子的人。
I try not to be that, but sometimes I am that.
我尽量希望我自己不是那样子的人，但是有时候我也会这样。
And I'll confess, when I see a person like that, I tend to mess with them a lot.
当我看到这样的人，其实我老实讲，我喜欢跟他们捉弄他们。
Yeah, but I think the fear of holiness is very old-fashioned, very backwards, and we think of it wrong.
很多的时候我们对这种圣洁的观点是相当的古旧的。
And so what today I invite you to see is holiness is very different. The calling is very different.
我想今天让你们看见圣洁的呼召是相当不一样的一个概念。
It's not a gray, boring thing. It's colorful.
不是一个这个灰白无色的这种没有不。没有鲜艳颜色的，却是一个非常有这个有非常有色彩的一件事情。
Yeah. So my second point is God is holy.
第二就是这个神他是圣洁的。
And what am I trying to say is if you look at verse 16, which is where we're going to spend most of our time today, verse 16 of 1 Peter chapter 1, it says these words.
这是我们今天所要花蛮多时间在看的第十六节。就是在这个地方十六节所说的。
It says, "You shall be holy, for I am holy."
他这里说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
And for like Bible studies, this is the easiest one, right? You go, there's two things you have to say here.
这很简单，只有两件事情你需要记得。
God is holy.
神是圣洁的。
And we must be holy. We can be holy.
第二，我们也必须是圣洁的，我们是可以圣洁的。
And what I want you guys to understand today about God being holy is.Peter, when he quotes this statement, he's quoting from the Old Testament, from the Hebrew Bible.
我们要记得当彼得在说这句话的时候，他其实是引用旧约里面的话。
He's quoting a part of Leviticus.
他是引用这个利未记里面的话
，which is used like four times in Leviticus.
在利未记里面，当被有四次这样重复。
Is that if you want to see God as holy, you have to see God as so infinitely.Above and beyond you and me.
如果你要认识上帝是圣洁的，你必须认识到上帝跟我们之间的差距是天地的差别是那个距离是无限的远。
You see, one of my professors said this.
我以前学校里面的一个老师这样子说。
He said that it's not that God is just powerful. He's not just wise or just loving.
并不是说神只是比较有能力、比较聪明、比较有爱心。
It's that His power is holy power. It is that His wisdom is holy wisdom. His love is holy love.
而是他的能力是圣洁的能力，他的智慧是圣洁的智慧，他的爱也是圣洁的爱。
So God's holiness is so off the scale. It's immeasurable.
上帝的爱是远超过我们所能够测量、能够度量的。
And I think this is very important to understand because we tend to personalize God to very comprehensible measurements.
我们必须明白这个很重要，因为我们有时候会试着把上帝缩小到一个我们可以 来测量度量的一个大小。
In the Bible, to describe God, often they use very limiting words.
在圣经里面有时候描述神的时候，也用一个比较有限的语言来描述他。
They use Father, Shepherd, King.
我们会用具体的像父亲像牧人君王这样子的字眼来描述神。
But He's God.
但是他是神。
Right, and so we sometimes forget to also see the infinite side of who God is.
所以有时候我们就忘掉神是什么样子一个无限的这一个层面。
And I think a really good reference to see how awesome God is to go look at, just briefly, if you want to take a look, just write it down, Exodus 33-34.
所以如果你们想要看到一个关于上帝是 无比的伟大的这个，你可以看一下这个出埃及记33-34那个地方。
Because Moses wants to see God.
因为摩西他想要去见神
right? And what happens is God, as he passes, covers him.
所以当神经过的时候，那个荣光笼罩着。
Because God is so awesome that it would kill Moses just to see him directly.
这个因为上帝是如此的圣洁如果上帝没有笼罩，没有保护这个摩西的话，摩西会死无葬身之地。
It sounds kind of bad, but I really like the image. It's like he's so awesome that he'll blow your minds away.
这也不是很好的讲法，但是就是他因为是如此的伟大，他会让你这个脑袋完全爆炸。
Yeah, exactly. It's very visual, right? I like the idea. But and the thing is, even after Moses is covered, when you see Moses, the Jewish people can't even look at Moses because he's so bright, even just to get a glimpse, right, to see a little bit. He's affected so powerfully.
所以即使当他 遮住这个脸这个这个摩西遮住脸他这个其他的以色列百姓都还不能够直视他因为他是如此的从神那里来得到如此的荣耀。
So what happens when we fail to see God holy greater than us?
所以我们有时候就是没有办法看见上帝远他的伟大是远超过我们的能够所度量。
One of the times it happens is when we are going through hardships, when we go through loss, maybe lose a loved one.
所以有时候当我们在困难或者是我们丧失亲人的时候。
And I had my best friend, he shared the story with me. He's a really, Dean, you guys know Dean, right, some of you? Dean, his fiance, his wife, lost her father recently. Maybe a few years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, but it was recent.
所以有些人知道我有朋友Dean 他以前在我们教会他的太太几年前这个父亲过世。
He told me very honestly, he said, I don't know what would happen if my father and mother died and didn't know Jesus.
他说我不晓得我自己会有什么反应如果知道如果我的父母在还没认识主之前就过世了。
And I think he brings up a very good point. In those moments of death, very real times, you know, we don't know what God's reasoning is to let things like happen without them knowing God.
因为很多的时候，我们的确在生命的某一瞬间，我们没有办法明白上帝为什么让这样子的事情发生在我们的生命里面。
But I found some verses that I take comfort in.
但是有几节的这样的经文，我发现可以对我有些安慰。
That reminds me that God is infinitely bigger.
可以明白上帝的是无限的。
In Isaiah 55, verses 8-9,
以赛亚书第55章第八、第九节的地方。
What do you read it in Chinese? It's posted up there, so I'll let you read it in Chinese.
Okay, 第以赛亚书第五十五章第八、第九，用中文来念。耶和华说：“我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。”
And what happens is we worry because we think God cannot take care of us. He doesn't see the big picture.
我们很多时候忧虑，因为我们想说上帝他没有办法看见这个全局没有办法照顾我们。
Our view of God is not big enough.
因为我们对上帝的看法是比较小的看法。
But this verse right here in Isaiah 55 reminds us of what?
但是这第五十五章以赛亚书它提醒我们什么呢？
That God's ways, His thoughts are so greater than ours that He has an understanding of the circumstance, of the situation, of the picture, more than we could ever understand the story.
上帝的意念是远超过我们，远超过我们所能够对事情的了解。
If you think about your own personal life, when you actually take a step back and look at the big picture, often it allows you to assess the situation much better.
你自己也想想，有时候你退一步的时候，你会看事情看得更清楚。
And what happens often is we squeeze God into this box, so we don't believe he's holy and good enough to take care of us.
所以当我们把上帝有时候就把它缩小到一个小盒子里面，就没有办法想他能够来明白或者是照看顾我们。
It is funny because I always tell the story to the younger people.
我常喜欢很喜欢跟年轻人讲这样子的事。
A lot of young people come to me and say, "Oh God, I've been praying for this girl or this guy."
所以有年轻人来到这里说，我为这个一个女生或者男生为他祷告。
I've been praying for 7 days.
我已经为他祷告了7天了。
And you know what? She's not interested.
但是呢，他对我一点意思反应都没有。
It's not fair.
这实在是很不公平。
And I'm like, okay, that's good. It's good you're praying. It's good.
我说啊，至少也好，你至少祷告了。
But I said.But maybe there's like 10 other guys praying the same thing.
我说，但是很可能有其他有10个男生也做同样的祷告。
How does God pick then, right?
所以上帝要怎么选呢？
God has to know the big picture better than me and you.
所以上帝他一定看到更多的，更看到全局。
I think we have to take comfort in that, because God is greater than our perspective.
所以我们一定要在这样的事情里面能够看到，感到安慰，因为他上帝比我们更明白。
You see, until you make God holy,and far greater than you, you'll never be able to fully experience God because you haven't fully trusted him with your life.
所以如果我们不能够明白上帝他是比我们圣洁比我们大，我们就没有办法去经验知道认识他。
If you think of God as very petty, as very immature,
如果你认为上帝好像是一个微不足道或者是非常不成熟的。
You know, he's going to get angry at every small thing you do.
他在你所做的每件小事上都对你这个发脾气。
Then you're always going to be afraid that he's going to be angry enough at you that he won't love you anymore.
你常常担心他要对你发脾气就不再爱你了。
But you got to say God is so much bigger than that. He's not petty.
但是你要记得神远超过这些。
We're petty.
是我们很微小。
I know that because some of us are parents here. We know sometimes we can get angry even at our loved ones, our kids.
我们这里很多父母也知道，我们很多的时候也对我们的小孩子发脾气。
We don't. It's backwards. We don't say, you know, God is like me, right, or like my parents.
很多时候这我们常常是反过来说，我们不会说我们说上帝像我们跟小孩子发脾气一样。
It's actually more like God's example is far greater than our example.
其实我们应该说上帝作为父母是远超过我们做父母。
And what I'll say today is the day that you became Christian.
当我必须要说当你成为基督徒的那一天开始。
I my experience is some people after the first day, they want to live for God everything.
我经验是这样，有些人可能第一天开始就他立志要完全来顺服过顺服神来过生活。
But my experience is many Christians will go to church as a young Christian and they haven't fully gone all out for God. They don't really understand God yet. They're still a little kid.
所以但是我发现有很多人他们其实刚开始信主的时候他们其实还没有完全明白神。
So early on, they'll still see God as kind of an insurance policy.
有时候我们就把神当作一个保险单一样。
Or like a daddy that has a lot of money, and we always go, "Dad, I need help."
或者是好像这个我们的父母当我们的这个取款机一样。
If you have kids and they're in college, you know what I'm talking about.
如果你有小孩子念大学，你就知道我的意思。
Because I was one of those guys. I know exactly.
我以前也是这样，所以我很清楚。
But when it changes, a different way to look at things happens.
当情形改变的时候，我们就可以有不同的角度来看这件事情。
I had a sister that once heard a sermon.She was with me, and I was sharing the word of God. And she wrote to me a few days later.
有一个姐妹听了这个这个讲道之后，她写了一个这个短信给我。
And she wrote to me. It's my favorite memories. Is that she said to me, "Helicon, I want. What do I need to do now? What must I do to change my life?"
我很喜欢她这样说。她说Helicon, 我接下来要怎么样做才能够让我的生命反转
？Because something happened that day. God did something in her heart to transform her heart to see that God is something bigger than her.
因为在那天的时候，他就经验到，而且像神就改变他让他知道神的伟大。
And she believed His sovereignty in her.
他也确认上帝的在他生命里面的主权。
Her priority was not her her old priority first, but his priority in her life.
她自己的人生的优先顺序不再是以自己为中心来思考，乃是以神的优先顺序来安排。
And I'll tell you, I have two experiences which I cherish.
我自己有两件这个我自己很珍惜的经验。
Coming to Christ, yes, I was pretty excited for God.
成为基督徒是的，我很高兴来进到基督里。
And I remember reading a book.About the Sermon on the Mount that just radically transformed how I looked at my faith.
这个我读了一本书，那时候登山宝训的一本书改变了我的这个生命。
Yeah. It made me realize my faith is not just by verbal acquiescence, but it's by a life commitment.
所以说到
it's not just what I say, but it's what my devotion to God in my lifestyle.
What it is.
My faith.
Okay, 我的信心不只是我口中所说的话，乃是我全人的投入。
But the crazy thing was actually in seminary during an Old Testament class, my professor, which is probably talking about holiness, he preached the gospel to us again.
尤其是在神学院念书的时候，有一个教授讲到旧约的时候，他也是讲福音。
And it was in that moment, I made me realize everything I think, I say, I do, I want to capture it for the glory of God.
也就在那个时刻，我知道我的心思意念言行，通通都是为神的荣耀而做。
That was a very powerful moment.
那是在我生命里面非常有力的一个时间。
It's kind of like level changes, right? Those are the two that I really cherish. Those are very personal.
这两个经验是我在生命里面我非常珍惜的经验。
Which for me was a kind of an experience of God's holiness.
能够体会到神的他的荣耀。
I genuinely feel it. There's like maybe three or four other moments like that that are very deep in my life that like I literally have to pray and sit on my knees for like hours.
这其他当然也有其他的时间要需要很多的祷告。
It's a good thing. But what I'm trying to say is that what is our call to holiness? My last point.
我最后这个所要讲的这一点是我们神给我们的呼召成为圣洁是什么意思
？And I'll say is that the idea of holiness for us today is very different from God's infinitely greater holiness.
我们今天所要谈的这个圣洁，可能跟上帝的这个全然圣洁，那个无比的圣洁，可能稍微有不同。
Often it's very, it's about being separate.
其实这个含义很多的时候是牵涉到分别出来的意思。
And it's interesting because,
很有意思的是说
holiness often in the Old Testament is tied to objects.
很多时候圣经里面旧约里面讲到圣洁的时候常是指着一些物件。
So for example, Leviticus, it says, when you offer tithe,
在利未记里面比方说他讲到当你们十一奉献的时候
that's holy.
那就是圣洁的事情。
So for example, it says in Leviticus 27, you're to give 10% of your income.
在利未记里面，比方说，第二十七章他就讲到你们要十一奉献。
It says your tithe is holy.
你的奉献是圣洁。
The land you give, the sacrifices you make.
你所奉献的土地，你在圣殿里面的献祭。
The houses.
或者是房子
the light, the jewelry, everything.
或者其他的珠宝这些东西
bring it to the temple and you offer it to God.
当你把它带到圣殿给神的时候
the idea is that anything that you set apart for the exclusive use for God.
所以它的基本的意思就是说当你把什么东西拿出来完全归神使用的时候
the word is in Hebrew, it's this word kadosh.
在希伯来文里面，这个字就是 kadosh，
and it basically means like separated to set apart.
圣洁这个意思就是说分别出来的意思。
And I kind of like the idea. You know, you guys use Facebook, some of you. You know how you read an article, you're like, oh, that's really good.
所以好像你们在看这个脸书的时候，你看到某一个文章，你说，哎呀，这篇写的很好。
So you take it aside and you set it aside. I'll share it later.
所以你有时候可以把它截录下来说我这个以后我可以跟别人分享。
It's called separating, set apart.
你就是把它那个东西分别出来。
But when you are set apart for God, what it means?
所以当你说你为神的缘故分别出来的意思。
To be holy means to be holy God's. This is an interesting statement.
所以当你成为全然圣洁的时候你就是全然分别为神。
So to be, it kind of rhymes. I figured this out second first service. Holy, to be holy is to be wholly His.
所以圣洁的意思就是全然归神的意思。
See, no priority in your life, you realize, is not judged by Him.
你要知道没有上帝会对你所有的优先顺序要施行审判。
No part of your heart doesn't belong to Him. Everything belongs to Him.
你的心思意念也都完全属于神。
You see, tithe was holy because it was set apart for His work, for His ministry, for His use.
就好像十一奉献它是能够成为圣洁是因为它归给神完全让神来使用。
And a caveat is, I'm not here to tell you guys, but I would like to invite you guys to see, understand what church offering is. Church offering in many ways is us tithing, is to trust what God has given us to the leadership of the church to use it for God's glory and His kingdom work.
所以十一奉献在教会里面它意思是说我们将这十一奉献摆上全然归神让这个信任这个神使用这个教会来做神的工作。
We see here, none of us can be really perfectly holy, right?
当然我们知道我们没有哪一个人是完全的圣洁。
But this is what we're called to be. This is what we are called to pursue after.
但是那是我们的呼召我们的追寻。
And I'm going to take you to a text today. It's 2 Samuel 23. I heard this recently. I really liked it. 2 Samuel chapter 23. If you go there.
我要带大家看一个经文是在撒母耳记下第23章的地方。
And you guys might wonder, why did I pick this text? But I really like this text.
也许你会觉得奇怪为什么会选这段经文但是我很喜欢它。
Why don't you read it for us, would you?
23章第13到第17节。撒母耳记下23章13到17节我用中文来念。23章13到17 OK。好。收割的时候有30个勇士中的三个人下到亚杜兰洞见大卫菲利士的军兵在利凡因谷安营那时大卫在山寨菲利士人的防营在伯利恒大卫可想说甚有人将伯利恒城门旁井里的水打来给我这三个勇士就闯过菲利士人的营盘从伯利恒城旁的井里打水拿来奉给大卫他就不肯喝将水殿在耶和华面前说耶和华这三人冒死去打水这水好像他们的血一样我断不敢喝如此大卫不肯喝这是三个勇士所做的事
So for some reason I feel like I've shared this with you guys. Have I shared this with you guys before?
我不晓得好我总觉得好像跟你分享过也许没有
Okay, what I want you guys to understand here is David So what happens is David just became king
所以这件事情是这样大卫刚做王。
And the Philistines, this enemy tribe,
这个碰到菲利士人就是敌人。
Want to test David's power.
想要试试看大卫到底有多厉害。
So they want to try to capture David.
所以他们想要去抓这个大卫。
But somehow David got away, he's in a different place.
所以大卫逃跑跑出来这在一个地方。
But they took over this little town called Bethlehem.
所以他就占据了这一个城市。其实
David
住在这个伯利恒这个。
David's kind of on the run.
所以但是这个大卫在逃跑。
And the mighty men are his troops, his elite soldiers, his friends.
这个他们这个大卫营中的这个有勇士。
And we know this because in Chinese, like stories, you always have the group of friends that get together to support the king, right?
我想中国人知道，你看那个故事里面，这个国王旁边总是有一帮人帮他的。
So like you know, 三国演义 and stuff, right?
就像三国演义里面Three Kingdoms.
In many ways, it's kind of like that, right? But David here.Says, man, I miss the water from this well next to the gate at Bethlehem.
大卫就说，哎呀，我好想要喝这个伯利恒城旁那个井里的水。
This one place water. It's kind of like you know, if you miss your hometown and you have something that at your hometown that you like to eat, but you could only eat there.And you miss it.
所以就好像有些人他们想念家里面的家乡的食物，你就只能够要吃到那个家乡才能吃到那个食物。
And David is kind of just like just thinking about it, right? Talking about it.
这个大卫他就是叹着气，边想就 就是边把这样子的想法说出来。
And his friends hear it. These three loyal friends hear it.
但是这三个他的朋友就听到了。
They're like, we're going to go get it.
所以他们就说我们去打水。
And you have to imagine, this is pretty hilarious. Okay?
这很好笑其实。
They're not fighting like one person. They're fighting a lot of soldiers. Right?
他们可能面对的不是一个人而是 一整队的这个菲利士人。
A garrison, right? A group of soldiers sitting at a base.
他们这些这个菲利士人他们占据了这个伯利恒。
And my imagination is three guys, one guy carrying two buckets.
所以我脑筋里面想象的图画是有一个勇士拿着两个水桶。
And they gotta stick the bowl, you know, like a bucket in the water to pull it out. It takes a while.
所以你要花一点时间要把那个水桶放到井里面然后把它捞起来。
And the two of us are like fighting off the soldiers.
然后其他两个人就这个跟其他的那些菲利士人在打仗。
They're running back with the water, not trying to spill. So
然后他们一个人就拿着水赶快往回跑。
So for me, that imagination is very, it's comedic. It's very funny.
那个所以我想到这个故事想到这图画的时候我觉得好像这个卡通很有这个笑话片
一样。They finally get back there.
他们好不容易跑回这个大卫的营里面然后把水给了大卫。
大卫 what does he do? He pours it out.
那就大卫就把它浇在上这耶和华的面前。
And my mom and dad would say, why did you waste it? Why would you waste it? Just take a sip at least.
这个我脑筋想说为什么浪费它至少喝一口吧。
But the crazy thing is, you learn a lot about holiness from this.
但是从这个当中你可以学到一些关于圣洁的功课。
And I'll give it to you in three different little small points.
我给让大家明白三个小
小点。What are three ways we can learn about holiness today?
其中一个你可以学到圣洁的功课是这样子。
Please, next slide. Next slide, sorry. The nature of our devotion.
我们这个摆上的这个背后的这个本质是什
么? The object of our devotion.
或者是我们这个
The object of our devotion.
我们所专心注视的这个对象是什么
？And the reason for our devotion.
还有我们为什么要这样子的摆上
？You see, to be devoted to someone or something means that you are separated unto him.
当我们说我们为某一件事情或者为某一个人完全摆上的时候，是说我们为了这个事情或者为了这个人的缘故，完全的分别出来。
And what I mean by this is this.
所以我的意思是这样子。
You know how there's a statement in English, your wish is my command.
在英文里面它有这样的说法，说你的愿望就是我的命令
，right? When you're in love with someone,
所以当你爱一个人的时候
，I hope some of the husbands here are like this for their wives.
我希望我们当中做丈夫的是这样子对待他的妻子
，and the wives are like that to the husband.
当然妻子也应该这样对丈夫。
But the hope is, whatever she wants, I will be glad to do.
不管她想要什么，我都很乐意的去做。
She doesn't even have to really say it. She just has to 叹一下气 ，I'll do it.
她甚至不需要说话，她只要叹口气，你就要赶快去做。
Because it's not just about yourself anymore.
所以不单只是你自己，为了你自己。
What makes them happy makes you happy.
而是她快乐，你就感到快乐。
You see, holiness towards God is a devotion to God that goes beyond just the rules of having to do it.
所以对上帝的投入专注不单只是一些我们必须遵守的规则乃是我们乐意去做这些事情。
It's a hard thing.
是我们新的一个新的问题。
Yeah, we want to do it for God.
是我们愿意希望为上帝做一些事情。
Okay. So I'm going to talk about tithing again, but I'm not saying it because I want you to give money. That's not the reason, okay?
我现在要再一次提到十一奉献不是因为我要你们十一奉献。
Okay, what happens is, I have some kids, I have someone asked me once, so Helika, I want to give to the church. How much do I have to give?
有一个小孩子说我要为教会来奉献，我应该给多少呢？
And what she's really saying, or he's really saying, is, how much must I do to be pleasing to God?
他那个问题，一个解释的方法就是说，我要给多少才能够让上帝快乐高兴？
Inherently, it's a good thing she's doing, right?
So
somewhat good.
但这样做其实是一个好事。
But really, what she's saying is, how much do I have to do to feel like I deserve God's love?
可是用另外一个方法来说这话，就是说我要做多少才能够使得我配得上帝对我的爱呢
？Well, I told her you probably want to ask. I said it really doesn't matter how much you give. It really comes from the outpouring of your heart.
其实很简单说，我们不需要问题不在于我们给多少，乃是我们心里的一种内心的表达。
Do I have to do? It's how much can I do?
所以问题不是说我应该要给多少，而是我 要我希望能够给多少
？How can I devote and please you, God? I want to just give everything I can that can make you happy.
我希望能够全然摆上，让你神能够喜乐。
It's like I said, it's not about giving; it's about the devotion aspect, right?
所以，我现在讲的不是这个给多少的问题，乃是我们摆上心意的问题。
Okay, so that's kind of the idea, first of all, of the nature of our devotion has to be with the heart.
所以，这个我们的摆上是基本的，最主要的是我们的心意。
But the second point is the object of our devotion. What are we devoting it for?
第二是我们为什么摆上？第二点
，you gotta think.Why did this guy pour out the water? Such a waste.
你想说这些这个大卫为什么把那个水倒掉？实在是很大的这个浪费。
You see, the men's attitude towards David is very good. It's beautiful, right? It's admirable.
这三个勇士对大卫的心意是非常令人赞赏的。其实
，it's proactive.
他是非常的积极主动的。
What David really honestly he points out, he says, "I don't deserve this dedication, this devotion."
但是大卫却说我配不上这样子的这种的这样子的这三个人他们的这样子的摆上。
Only God deserves this.
只有上帝能够得到应该得到这样子的尊荣或者是这样子的摆上。
You know how Chinese people always say, 不敢当不敢当不敢当。
所以你知道中国人常说不敢当
，You know, it's kind of like they're kind of like, oh no, it's okay, but it's kind of false, right?
只是嘴巴上这样讲一讲而已
，right? But David, his action really says that he truly believes this.
但是大卫的行动表明出来，他真的是觉得不敢当。
The only person worthy of that devotion, David pointing out, is God.
所以大卫他指出来的只有上帝才配得像这样子三个勇士他们所这样子的摆上。
What I'll point out to you guys today is we devote our worship to everything but God often.
很多的时候我们提醒，那我们很多的时候我们的摆上就是为了神以外的事情。
We will fight through everything to get water.
我们可能为了我们花尽千辛万苦去夺取那个水井里的水。
But we won't give it to God. We'll give it to ourselves.
但是我们为了是自己，而不是为了神。
But here, the only person that deserves that worship is God.
但是在这个地方，故事告诉我们说，只有上帝才配得这样子的摆上。
And what I'll say, the last point for this part is reason for devotion. Why do we do this? How can we be holy?
最后是讲为什么我们如此摆。我这一小段故事里面，第三是为什么我们要这样子做。
Now the standard person to see here to look up to is David, right? Because David is often tied to Jesus, well, descended.
所以这个地方我们要看大卫。当然，大卫很多的时候跟耶稣是连在一起，因为耶稣是大卫的后裔。
But what I think is really important is to see Jesus in the mighty men.
我们就是要看到耶稣是。这个大能的勇士
，He is the one that fights. He's our warrior king.
他是我们为我们征战的这个王。
Because he fights through the enemy lines to bring us living water.
他为我们在敌人面前征战，以至于我们可以从他那里得到生命的活水。
Before he dies, he prays in John 17.
在他死之前约翰福音十七章告诉我们，他是这样子祷告。
He says, "I do this not for my sake; I do it for their sake."
他说我这样祷告不是为了这个我的缘故，乃是为了他们的缘故。
And I think there's a place where it says, "He actually says, 'I sanctify myself.'"
甚至有个地方他说他是为了他们让自己圣洁。
Why does he do that? Why does he sanctify himself? Set himself apart.
为什么他说他自己让自己圣洁，就是说分别开来
？Because he knows that you and I.We long for living water.
因为他知道你跟我都需要，都盼望得到这个活泉。
But we can't get it ourselves.
可是我们自己没有办法打。
We try so hard, but we never get it.
对，我们努力也得不到这样子的活水泉源。
And Jesus knowing that,
对，当耶稣他自己知道
，He would go to fight and secure for us the true living water.
他为我们征战也将这个治愈我们的这个活泉带给。
The water that if you drink, you will never thirst.
这个活水是喝了就永不再渴的活水。
See, Jesus gives us that water, the living water.
所以你看，耶稣基督是自己把这活水给我们。
So, as my personal devotion, Every year I try to read through the Bible once.
我个人的这个灵修的习惯，我希望我一年都能够将圣经读完一遍。
Last year's, I was at the end of the month, I was preparing for this. I was reading Revelation chapter 22.
所以去年在我预备这个经文的时候，我看这个启示录的第23章。
And I really loved these words, and I wrote a note on Facebook about it.
在启示录的第22章
right here.
这个地方他是这样子说的。
Yeah, it's at the very end of the book. Literally like the last chapter.
几乎就是圣经的最后的地方，在22章圣经最后一章这个地方。
Yeah, just read, can you read that in Chinese?
在22章的16和17节我用中文念给大家听。我耶稣差遣我的使者为众教会将这些事向你们证明，我是大卫的根，又是他的后裔，我是明亮的晨星。圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
And I love that last line.
喜欢最后这一行这里说
Let the one who desires take the water of life without price.
这个口渴人的当来愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
Because the ultimate price to pay for our sin is death.
因为我们为了罪的缘故所当付的代价应该是死。
But Jesus pays that price so you and I can devote ourselves to God freely.
但是耶稣基督为了我们的缘故，为了这个付上死的代价，好叫我们得到生命，可以来为神来活。
How will you respond to that kind of devotion, that love?
你对耶稣基督这样子的摆上，你的回应会是什么呢？
I hope your response would be, your wish is my command, God.
我希望我们的回应就好像英文里面这样说，你的愿望是我的命令。
Because if the devotion is like that, your actions are not going to be selfish. They're going to be selfless.
如果你的摆上是这样子的摆上，你所做的就不会是自私的行为。
It's going to model after your Savior.
你会按着你的救主的形象来做事。
You'll think about your neighbors, your coworkers, your classmates.
你会想到你的同事、你的邻舍、你的同学。
You'll think about the people here at Chinese Church first.
你也会想到在教会里面的这些人。
See, that's a changed heart. That's what holiness looks like, right?
那就是心意改变，圣洁生命的意思。
So in closing, I have this verse. I would believe that it's from Jonathan Edwards, but every time I look it up, it's either Martin Luther or Jonathan Edwards. This quote.
我喜欢有一句这个引言，不晓得是到底是马丁路德还是这个 Jonathan Edwards 常不晓得。都有人这样
And it's really famous because
都有人说
he writes a list of things he wants to commit to.
所以这是他的一种新年的志愿的摆上
He says, resolved that every man should live to the glory of God.
这是我的心志让每一个人都活着为的是神的荣耀
Resolve second,
第二个志愿
that whether others do this or not, I will.
不管其他人会不会这样子做我必然如此行。
This is the resolution that will shape all your other resolutions.
这种的志愿是会来决定你其他所有志愿。
When you line your life with God's, everything else falls into place.
当我们生命和上帝的旨意连接在一起的时候其他的东西都会因此而形成。
Would you resolve to be holy, wholly His?
你是不是愿意成为圣洁，完全归神
？Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, thank you for today.
父神，谢谢你今天
Thank you so much again.